With Radio Cayman Sports, I'm April Cummings. The Cayman Islands national football team is looking ahead to its next challenge after a hard-fought draw against the British Virgin Islands. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has more on how the squad is blending experience with new talent in the CONCACAF friendlies.
It was a tale of two halves at the pitch as Cayman settled into a 1-1 draw against a very familiar opponent. The Cayman team found its rhythm by increasing the pressure after the break.
I think we had a hard, well-fought game. I think in the first half, we probably just gave them a little bit too much time on the ball. And second half, we noticed that, so we pressed them a lot. And it was a well-matched game.
That's Trey Ebanks. This rivalry has become a frequent fixture on the calendar, with the two sides meeting numerous times over the last 2 years. Captain Cameron Gray says there are very few secrets left between them.
So we know them, like we know them at the back of our hands, and they probably know us too. So like Trey said, yeah, they like to play the long ball. They actually improved their squad a lot. They have some really good players. So, you know, shout out to them and what they're doing as well. But yeah, as long as we just kind of got back into the rhythm of playing our ball game, it was just going to go one way. I know we drew the game 1-1, but we could have won the game. But we'll take the positives and just go from there.
Despite missing some key core players due to injury, the match provided a platform for newer faces to step up. Gray noted that the performance of the depth of players proves the program's growing strength.
Shout out to Shakur, Zalo, Elijah going in there. This was a lot of minutes that they haven't played before.
Yeah.
And they did really well. And that just shows the quality that Cayman have, you know?
Yes.
Like, you know, people are missing and we can put people inside and still have the same chemistry and same bond and the same work rate. As long as you're working, that's all that matters.
The team now turns their attention to Sunday, where they will face the Bahamas. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
The match against the Bahamas kicks off this Sunday at 7 p.m. The Deputy Governor's 5K Challenge Committee announces that registration for the DG's 5K 2026 race is now officially closed, following an overwhelming response from the Cayman Islands community. The event is now fully subscribed, so no more registrations will be accepted. In a statement last night, the Deputy Governor and the Planning Committee extended sincere thanks to all participants, sponsors, volunteers, and supporters who've once again demonstrated strong community spirit and enthusiasm for the Deputy Governor's 5K, which has become a flagship event on the Cayman Islands calendar. This is the final year the event will be led by the Honorable France Manderson, who is retiring this summer. Funds raised will support the Special Olympics Cayman Islands, Jasmine, and the Breast Cancer Foundation.
Just reacts into a lovely, relaxing environment. Imagine that you're on a beach or in a forest or in the park in the beautiful island.
Simon Cook, a Soma Breathmaster in the BRAC, offers Wellness Wednesdays.
This is an opportunity for people on the BRAC to come and understand what meditation is. I know meditation sometimes gets a weird, so people don't quite understand what they're doing. And meditation is all about just almost like a lovely sleep. And what we're doing here is using our breath to enhance that sleep and to awaken our inner selves, and really just to enjoy and be part of it. So yeah, it's something that I've wanted to do on the back for a while.
Mr. Cook tells the Sister Islands News Agency, in spite of the fact that we breathe every day, many of us are getting it wrong. And that's where these Wellness Wednesday sessions come in.
This is a class just to understand how we breathe and where we breathe. We're breathing from our diaphragms, and we're holding our breath to enhance the oxygen and the carbon dioxide within our bodies. And it's just a really nice stress relief.
You can find out more by calling 938-9190. That's Radio Cayman Sports for this evening. I'm April Cummings. This is Radio Cayman's Newsroom.